Democracy? Let's do the math. I'm Bill Newman for the Civil Liberties Minute. In Texas in 2024, Trump won 56% of the popular vote. If Republicans had the same percentage of Texas's 38 House seats in the U.S. House, they'd have 22, and Democrats 16. Republicans already control 25 seats, and their new map would give them 5 more, that is 30 of the 38 seats. They accomplish this by what's called packing and cracking. Packing Democratic votes into a few districts they'll win overwhelmingly, and cracking apart the other current Democratic districts and diluting those votes across still very safe Republican ones. All this is possible because in 2019, the John Roberts Supreme Court ruled that the federal courts cannot remedy even the most egregious partisan gerrymandering. That decision debased and dishonored democracy. So said the dissent of 4 justices. The dissent. Of course, Texas is hardly the only state where gerrymandering is a norm. Democrats also have gerrymandered when they can. But Texas's redistricting is not based on a new decennial census, but rather on an action designed to guarantee Republicans control of the U.S. House in the midterms, not by winning any more votes, but rather by redrawing lines on a map. Indeed, up to 93% of the House seats now will be determined before any votes are cast. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.